And what about baby siblings who are at high risk?
Okay, so autism runs in families. And if you want to understand, if you think, well, maybe the key to understanding autism and the key to understanding intervention and treatment with these kids is how autism develops. Well, how are we going to understand how autism develops? Autism is becoming increasingly common. So we now, our estimates are that more than 1 in 100 children in the United States have an autism spectrum diagnosis. We should say that it's about 4 to 1 for boys to girls. So there's a big male prevalence.
Okay.
So what that means is it's a lot more than 1 in 100 boys.
Mm-hmm.
So how are we going to study the development of this disorder? Well, what we do as scientists is we look for kids who are at high risk for developing the disorder. And that turns out to be the younger brothers and sisters of a child who already has a diagnosis.
Okay.
So a family has one child with autism. They decide to have another child. And our question is, how does that child turn out? And it turns out that they are at high risk or at higher risk than other kids. So about 1 in 5 baby siblings will themselves develop an autism spectrum disorder by about 3 years of age.
Okay. All right. So what about some of the first signs? And I think you've gone over that, so let's skip to the difference between high-risk and low-risk siblings.
Okay, yeah, we can talk about both those things. Those are both good. So high-risk and low-risk just means in the way that we study these kids, we're following up the high-risk siblings and we need somebody to compare them to. So okay. We here at UM, we compare them to low-risk siblings. So this is just a baby who has an older brother or sister, but this gut time does not have an autism spectrum.